USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 12 million cases of COVID-19 are now confirmed in the United States, the country passing the milestone after another 200,000 new cases of the virus were reported in the last 24 hours. More than 40 states are experiencing a rise in cases, with many of them imposing new restrictions to try to halt the spread of the virus. Minnesota, one of the states seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases, Dr. Cindy Firkensmith, president and co-CEO of Caris Health, telling CBS News,
"We're really struggling with having enough people to take care of them. We're stressed. We're overworked. The physicians and nurses."
A 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew goes into effect in California today, although some sheriffs are saying they won't be enforcing it. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Friday met in person with Democratic leaders of the House of Representatives and Senate, despite new recommendations not to travel during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Biden welcoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, although the CDC is saying not to travel for Thanksgiving because of the coronavirus pandemic. Top Republicans are demanding a hearing after a million MAGA march. Antifa rioters caught on camera throwing punches, burning flags, and launching fireworks at diners. Republican Congressman James Comer is a ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee. He tells Fox News there seems to be a double standard when conservatives come to Washington, D.C.
It's a pattern when conservatives come to Washington, the mayor and the police force turn a blind eye. I think we need to have a hearing on it, and I think they need to be held accountable on it.
Comer speaking there on Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With the Democratic supermajority in the Oregon legislature and increasingly left-leaning urban areas, conservative rural Oregonians have long felt left out of state politics. Some of these conservative Oregonians are trying to leave the state altogether to preserve their values. Move Oregon's Borders aims to adjust the state so 22 eastern Oregon counties and several northern California counties become part of Idaho. Michael McCarter is the president of Move Oregon's Border.
Well, you know, over the last 20 years, we've watched the Oregon legislature get worse and worse when it comes to conservative issues in Oregon. Their primary concern is urban, around the Portland metro area, and the problems that they're having there. So they take and pass bills, measures, taxes, and all of a sudden it affects us in eastern Oregon, in central Oregon, southern Oregon, and that's not us. We're not that liberal urban area.
Move Oregon's Border plans to continue to collect signatures for the May 2021 local elections in 11 Oregon counties and would start petitions in California if the Idaho-Oregon border changes. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, the Butterball Turkey Talk line is ready to help. Anyone planning to cook a turkey can call the hotline at 1-800-288-8372 if you have any questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.